A new report by the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that breast cancer radiation may increase a person's risk for heart attack later in life. Each year, more than 211,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer in this country. Dr. Mary Attanas is chief radiation oncology at Rochester General Health System, and she joins us now to talk more about this report. Dr. Attanas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Beth. My pleasure.
Women who undergo radiation therapy to treat breast cancer are more likely to have a major coronary event years down the road, according to this report. What are your reactions to these findings?
Well, the report is a retrospective review dating back to women treated in 1958 through 2001. And in all due respect, as we've seen in so many realms of society, there's been such technical advances made that to compare treatment today versus treatment delivered in 1958, 1960, and 70 is really, you know, archaic in nature in terms of the advances we've made. We're significantly able to better target the treatment and minimize the exposure to the heart. Not to say that there isn't any risk, but that the risk is, in today's world, minimal. And as I always point out to women who come and are fearful of the long-term consequences of any treatment they're going to embark on for cancer, I always say that you first have to remember that you must survive your cancer today to worry about your future risks that may or may not happen 20 years from now.
Are you fearful that a report like this will deter women from radiation treatment if they should be diagnosed with breast cancer? As you say, sometimes the news reports and the news headlines can be fearful to people if they don't do their research.
Well, certainly they are fearful, but, you know, I have to say that women are very well educated and come to us and embrace the knowledge that we give them in addition to what they've, you know, gotten on their own through the internet and other media sources, and then can put things in perspective and come to the conclusion that with the advances we've made, radiation has proven to be such a foundation in the cure for breast cancer that women go through the treatment without problem. And because women face breast cancer or any other disease, they in turn make personal choices that in the end, you know, make them ultimately healthier. Once you are a breast or a cancer survivor of any means, you are surveillanced to a much higher caliber than someone in the general public. So your symptoms and your overall lifestyle is scrutinized by medical professionals on such a higher level that you ultimately end up healthier. Not to minimize this report, I mean, there is validity to it, but the reality is that, you know, with medication, lifestyle changes, and advances in the care of cardiac disease, that women, you know, may have consequences of the treatment, but they're not likely to be life-threatening and things that we can deal with in, you know, years to come.
Doctor, you say we have had advances over the decades in radiation and targeting the cancer cells, making it more effective, perhaps less damaging. Do you think more current research is called for in light of this report to test today's advances against any risk there might be for heart disease?
We continue to monitor, you know, these days we specifically plan things three-dimensionally. So every woman going through a course of treatment has an exact measurement as to how much of her, and what dose her heart is exposed to. Unlike, you know, dating back to the 1950s through the 1990s when that was not done. So this analysis is going back and trying to estimate those doses. But today, in today's world, we actually calculate those doses. And if that dose is deemed too high, then we have to have a conversation and say, you know, the radiation, it could damage your heart, because, you know, your heart is sitting in such a position, or this position that we have you set up for is not reasonable, and we need to change your treatment position. Not all women are treated laying on their back. Sometimes we flip them over and treat them, you know, laying on their stomach for this very reason. we not always choose to treat the whole breast today as was done in the prior, you know, years of radiation treatment for breast cancer. Now we can treat just the tumor bed, further reducing the amount of normal tissue that is exposed to radiation doses and hence the underlying healthy tissue that gets radiated as a consequence. So those are the advances that we've made in the treatment of breast cancer.
Dr. Atanas, thank you again for joining us.